Amy Kramer from the Tea Party Express. Amy, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Well, Tea Party's busy because they're sponsoring presidential debates, and now you're coming back on the road, and I know you like doing that.
Oh, yeah. That is one of my favorite things to do. We're kicking off our fifth national bus tour on August 27th from Napa, California. We're going to go across the country and end up in Tampa and have the first ever Tea Party presidential debate with CNN.
Well, let's talk about the bus tour. Are you coming through Michigan?
You know what? We have not actually released our schedule yet, but I do believe that we're coming through Michigan. We're probably going to release that schedule later this week. And, you know, we love Michigan. We've done a number of stops up there. The people of Michigan are fantastic. And so it's one of our favorite places to come.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
No, I'm serious. Last spring, right in the middle of the healthcare debate that was going on, you know, we had announced that Bart Stupak was one of our targets, and we added six stops, I believe, in his district. We did six stops in one day in his district, and let me tell you what, the people turned out for those events at the last minute. I mean, it was fantastic.
We always have
great rallies there.
So what do you hope to accomplish from this express rally throughout America?
Well, so the purpose of this is presidential politics, something that's new for the Tea Party movement, and we want to hear from all of these presidential candidates. We want them to come out and interact with the Tea Party movement and let the people of the movement know where they stand on the issues, the fiscal responsibility, limited government, free markets. How do they relate to those? And we want to hear their ideas and solutions on how to turn this economy around and job growth again and deal with the housing crisis. And we want to see who's the strong constitutional conservative. The cream rise to the top, because this is the deal, Tony. We're not going to let the GOP just hand us a candidate this election. We're going to give the GOP our candidate. I don't believe that whoever wins the nomination can win the nomination without the support of the Tea Party movement.
Who do you like, who don't you like so far as those candidates who have announced on the Republican end?
Well, you know what? For the integrity of the debate, we have to stay completely neutral, and we're not supporting or opposing anyone until after September. And honestly, I mean, personally, I haven't made up my mind yet. I think there's still a lot of work to be done. I don't think all the candidates are on the field yet. I think we're going to see a couple others maybe jump in. And so it's going to be interesting. We still have a lot of work to do in the primaries.
We got updates from the Tea Party Express throughout the country last year, and it'll be interesting to see what happens this year. What we did learn, or what we seem to learn, is that Tea Partiers aren't these wackos who sit in their basements and don't have families and lives, that a lot of these folks are very educated and very successful, and they haven't been happy with the way the direction the country is going in.
That's right. I mean, these are just everyday average Americans who are sick and tired of Washington politics as usual. And, you know, honestly, we're responsible for this mess we're in because we've all been living our lives, raising our kids, going to school, working, not paying attention to what's going on in Washington. And look at this financial mess we're in. So people are angry and they're fed up and they want change, and they've realized that the only way to change is to engage, and so that's what you're seeing happen across America.
We've been talking about the Supreme Court and some of the decisions they've been making, and there are those who think that the Constitution should be followed to a T when deciding anything on the Supreme Court level and when governing our country, but there are a lot of folks who also believe that the Constitution is outdated, it hasn't kept up with the times, and it needs to be upgraded, if you will. What's your take on that?
Well, I completely disagree with that. I think that is an absolutely incredible document. I think our founding fathers did something spectacular and amazing, you know, 235 years ago, and I don't think that that it needs to be changed. And, you know, if people are unhappy with this this capitalist society, this free society that we have, then there are international flights that leave this country every day and hop on an airplane and go, because, you know, I mean, we love this country, and that's what we're here to do, is protect our founding documents and the liberties and freedoms that we've all known to, you know, come to know and love. That's what America is.
Should Barack Obama get another 4 years?
Absolutely not. I mean, look, the spending started under President Bush, but it's accelerated at, you know, at an unbelievable pace under Barack Obama. And if we do nothing else, we need to defeat him. And presidential politics is important. But you know what? One thing I want to say, Tony, is we need not to lose focus on the Senate. You know, if nothing else, we need to take back the United States Senate. But I think we can take back the Senate, and I think we can defeat Barack Obama.
All right, Amy, we are going to stay in contact with you, especially as the dates get released. Hopefully there will be some stops through Lansing. For folks who want to know more about the Tea Party Express, where can they go?
They can go to teapartyexpress.org.
As always, Amy, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.